Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It seems that these days, all we can talk about is how the world is facing uncertain times because of this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, this is very true. But here in Singapore, our pioneering capabilities in technology have come to light in this global war to contain and to beat COVID-19.
Fighting a virus with tech, one such local company that has stepped up in its own way is digital security and authentication solution company DISA.
In just 2 months, they've developed and launched the UV disinfection autonomous mobile robot. It uses UVC sanitation methods and DISA's AI-powered sensing software with the aim to increase sanitation standards while saving time and manpower. Sounds good to me.
This is brilliant. The robot is able to target often neglected spots to kill up to 99.99% of bacteria, viruses and pathogens. And it's the first of its kind here in Singapore. Online with us is an old friend of the show, Eddie Chung, CEO and founder of DISA. That's short for Digital Safety. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi, good.
Wow, we've been very excited about this conversation. Explain the concept, okay? How does UVC light kill bacteria and viruses?
Okay, UVC ray essentially is actually radiation. So as you know, radiation is harmful, right? But UVC at the length of about 250 nanometers is very effective in killing pathogens. So, and it has been used in hospital for like over the last 30, 50 years. So that's why we decided to use an existing solutions to actually go after killing of viruses. So we don't have to reinvent.
So on that, Eddie, then, did you test it with COVID-19 specifically, this new virus?
Okay, I think this is a very good question. The short answer is no, because you cannot get hold of the COVID-19 viruses. And even if you can, the lab will be very hesitant, the authority will be very hesitant. So, but by and large, all pathogens effectively will not be able to survive the radiation of UVC. Having said that, we are working and collaborating with TUV, the German gold standards of safety, to do a test and a certification, you know, on this killing of viruses using UVC. And we hope to get it out by as soon as next month after the lockdown.
Okay, so right now, just to understand, Eddie, this, we can talk about viruses and pathogens. It's just a very, very general, broad-based sort of grouping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you describe to us this robot, and a bit of a follow-up to your first answer on the radiation and whatnot. So how does this robot work and this UVC light killing germs, but if humans are around, is it harmful to us?
Absolutely. Is radiation is harmful to the human skin and to the human eye.
So we got to get out of the room then?
You have to get out of the room during disinfection. And that is also why we, you know, developed this robot, because you cannot have human controlling, you know, the disinfection, moving the UVC around, which is dangerous.
Mm. So I know Elliot has a great idea for a name for this robot, and I think he'll share it with you later. I'll leave that honour to him. But could you at least explain to us what it looks like?
Have you seen a boxing bag where
right.
you have
oh, yeah.
a tube, yeah, you know, standing in front of you and a big base to stabilize the entire bag?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks exactly like that. The base is where the electronics are actually assembled, and the long tube, the beating bag, is actually the UVC tubes.
Right. Eddie, yeah. I think you need to redesign like an exoskeleton, a silver with red eyes, then call it the Germinator. It's more scary to germs, no? Like germ scare. Here at SPH, we've got a cleaning robot of our own, obviously at a different level, but how does this particular robot detect and avoid obstacles, you know, when it's in a room trying to disinfect the area?
It has a software intelligence to maneuver by itself if there is an object right in front of it by accident, assuming, you know, something just dropped. So that's why it is almost autonomous in that sense. Hmm. Once you map it, it learns the map that, you know, you want the robot to travel, and after that it will travel by itself. And if there's any human inside about 5 to 6 meters, it will automatically cut off the tubes, the UVC tubes.
Ooh.
Or if it's not a human, it's a small little thing on the floor, it actually can maneuver and then continue the path.
Yeah, if it's cockroaches, it can kill the cockroaches as well. Quick follow-up, Eddie.
Yep.
After you have put the robot in, disinfected the room, there's radiation, how long before a human can go back in?
Immediately, the human can go back once the robot leaves the place. It has got no residue.
Right.
Vis-a-vis, if you use those solvent disinfection, where they mist, those you have residue left behind because obviously of the mist. Yeah.
Eddie, what's the development process like for a project like this? And Elliot and I are going to talk about this a little bit later, but, you know, Singapore is very much on the global deep tech radar in general. So I just wanted to understand a bit more about the business environment around this and the R&D.
Effectively, it's very software intensive, you know, because the software is actually the brain that drives the hardware, right? So very similar in a small way, like autonomous vehicle. Right, so you can make use of an existing engine, you know, the wheels, the signal and everything. But at the end of the day, it relies a lot on the sensor. So the software, you know, our software team have to work very closely with the hardware sensor provider. Again, it is a standard sensor. So a lot of software development in this aspect. You know, the hardware are all standards, motor, sensor, battery, you know, so, and us being a software-centric company, so we have those resources, and that is how we could put together a team very quickly to develop the software for the robots.
So you said very quickly. Were you responding to a particular situation to develop this quickly?
Yeah, it's COVID-19.
Right.
Yeah.
Eddie Chung, CEO and founder of DISA, is on the line. DISA, Eddie,
yes.
Digital Safety, essentially is a digital security and authentication solution company. So I'm guessing that you guys should probably be busy with all the work from home issues that are going on, yet you've decided to branch out and come up with this project. Why did you feel it was a necessity?
I think the situation, as you can see, you know, it is actually getting worse. You know, even when it was still within China itself, you know, and we felt that there is no way human can disinfect the area. You know, we cannot do it effectively and we cannot do it fast enough. You know, so because of that one single idea of, you know, using robotic to really augment, you know, the human process, that's got us going. And yeah, you know, 8 weeks, you know, we debut our first prototype.
And is this robot being used locally and where?
Currently, we are working with a few vendors, you know, like Redcon Q is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And also we are working with some of, like TUV, especially on a global basis regarding safety, you know, certification, so on and so forth. And also we are very close to, you know, working with banks to disinfect all their retail outlets, offices, you know, so that we are swamped, you know, since we debuted the prototype, we showed the disinfection and there was a lot of calls, you know, a lot of emails. And yeah, so the response was overwhelming.
I'm just thinking, what about the foreign worker dormitories? Maybe this could come into play.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been seeing the headlines.
Yeah.
Eddie, I wanted to ask you whether or not this can be used for any other purpose. I mean, let's talk about the world beyond coronavirus. I'm so excited about that world. But do you see this having longevity?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because putting on UVC for one particular application is just one of the events, right? For example, we can also put on a facial recognition software that makes the robot roam around, for example, the airports, right? So it is like a walking Robocop. You know, it scans all the human face looking for suspicion, you know, looking for any unwanted visitors, for example. So this is one area that a robot can be used. And also, it can also be used to augment the condominium security, for example, right? In the night, nobody do any more night shift because we are short of security people. The robot can be used to roam and take video of the surrounding, you know, which the video could be helpful in the event of any break-in. So there are a lot of other applications.
You do realize, Eddie, that you're fueling Elliot's fantasy and excitement about where Hollywood meets reality, you know, exoskeletons and red eyes on these devices. But I did just want to ask whether there are any other ways that you can roll out this kind of technology. I mean, another very smart thing that Elliot said earlier was the idea of drones. And we saw the use of drones in fighting COVID-19 over in China. Is there the possibility for that kind of thing?
I think the short answer is yes. But drones have a setback of being, first, the battery life. You know, drones typically don't fly more than 30 minutes, which is a big setback. You know, where else robot, it goes around for at least 100 minutes. Hmm. So, yeah, you just have to balance your application.
Then there's the other can of worms, regulation.
Oh, yes.
Eddie Cheung, CEO and founder of DISA, on the line with us. Eddie, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you so much, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.